Guys, welcome back to another episode. I'm Taylor.
I'm Sam.
Welcome back to us shit talking on the couch.
Yeah. I feel like I got a lot to say this week with like pop culture shit.
Good. I like don't really. I have like main things.
Okay.
Like, I have like only like two like really main things because I don't know. I haven't been. My For You page right now, like my social media and all over is so nichely curated to me that I'm almost not seeing like the big outside world things.
Isn't that crazy though? Like how you can be so locked in on social media to certain something specific that if there's something massive going on, like you don't see it.
No, that's literally like my TikTok is like literally so niche. You know what it's a big thing on it right now is?
No,
you're not gonna guess. My new hyper fixation is like mukbangs or people just eating crawfish boils or just like seafood boils. Do you know how bad I want crab legs? I don't even like seafood like that. I don't even
have
like
you ever done a crawfish boil?
No, I just want crab legs. Like watching these people like eat, oh my god, I'm literally addicted to it. I don't even think I would like it. I want it so bad. I'm addicted to watching these people eat fucking crab legs.
Yeah, hot take. I don't think crawfish is good,
but crab legs are different.
Yeah, but it's just like all the sauce and shit that they put in.
Like
I just, no.
Yeah, I have no, I literally don't even think I'll like it. But what I'm telling you, I just need it. Like I need it just because it's like every other video is someone fucking eating crab legs.
Yeah, that's not my For You page. My For You page is all over the place, honestly, but we'll get into that. What's your one thing about you this week?
One thing about me is I discovered single-handedly the worst place on earth, and that is San Antonio, Texas. And if you live there, I'm sorry. Like, I'm sorry if that offends you. Holy fucking shit. That place is insane.
But, like, why?
When I tell you, I have never seen anything be so... Okay, well, one, it took 4 hours to get there because there was, like, a car stopped on the highway. Not San Antonio's fault. You know, accidents happen. It's a 1.5 hour drive. It took us an hour to get home, okay?
Mm-hmm.
4 hours to get there. 4 whole hours. It was actually... I don't know how we didn't kill each other. Everything in that city, the traffic is, I've never seen anything like it in my whole entire life.
Where did the festival end up being, or festival?
The concert? Yeah, the Alamo Dome. The Alamo Dome looks like a high school, like, gym, like, in the hallways. They should remodel that, but that's a different, whatever, you know, is what it is. The traffic, insane to go, like, 2 blocks. Getting an Uber, any time of day, an hour. And people are like, that's any place with a big concert. There's concerts in Austin every weekend.
Yeah.
Why does it take an hour to get an Uber at any time of day? Like, it took so long to get Ubers. When I tell you, I've never heard so many strangers curse each other out on the street. Fuck you, bitch. Okay. Whoa. Like, we got in an Uber. Oh, my God. This lady. She's like, how was your day? Everyone kept asking us, how was your day? I posted, like, story times on TikTok, and we kept being like, not good. Like, you know, like, thanks for asking, but awful. And she's like, yeah, I hate it here. Oh, my God. A car, like, cut her off. Fuck you, what the fuck, like screaming.
We're the
like,
Uber?
Yeah, and we were like, and she was like, I'm so sorry, that's out of my character. And we're like, it's okay. Like, after the concert, people navigating traffic, they're like, get out of the road, like waiting for Ubers, like behind the curb, like get out of the street. And then a drunk, like fucking concert goer would walk in the street and then they'd be like, get out the road. And they'd be like, fuck you, bitch. Like, I'm telling you, the amount of like fuck yous, someone yelled at me, I got a fuck you thrown my way. Like, it was insane. I was like, why is everyone being so mean?
Damn, that's unfortunate. I mean, I wish I have never been to San Antonio, so I can't really envisionize it, but.
Literally never go. Oh, no one there can drive. Not a soul there can drive a car. That's the other issue. Like the parking garage. Oh, my God. Like you would think they've never seen a parking garage. No, it was crazy. It was like everything that went wrong, like went wrong. But yeah, like if I go to hell, it's San Antonio.
We got negative Nelly over here. Want to just skip over to your favorite of the week?
Yeah. My favorite of the week is why I went to San Antonio, and it's Luke Combs. Luke Combs was, oh my God, I'm just obsessed with him. Like, I'm obsessed with his music. I forgot he makes, but, like, he played mostly, like, his hit songs. So if you do want to go see him in concert, but you don't know his new songs, it's, like, all his hit songs. Like, you'll be so good. Like, someone, like, the way a random man just wearing a fishing shirt and a hat, like, because he just looks like someone's dad. Like, mm-hmm. He's literally just wearing, like, a fucking t-shirt and a hat, like, drinking a beer. Can, like, have, like, 70,000 people just, like, so, like, wrapped around his finger. That was one of the loudest concerts I've been to in terms of like people singing the lyrics.
Damn.
I was like, and I was trying to film it to like catch it on video, but like it really wasn't coming through on video how loud everyone singing was. And we did go front row. We were the last row the first night and first row the second night, which is like
funny. Last ass row.
We were literally
like, that was just your tickets or was that be oh, okay.
And then we were front row the second night. So we got both experiences. And let me tell you, I just feel like I can't go to a concert like not like pit ever again. Like it was so fun. It was so fun. And we didn't even wait.
I think your seating in a concert is really important. Like you got to get good seats. I can't, like, I've been to like the lawn seats over at Moody Amphitheater. And I was expecting everyone to be like sitting on the lawn and whatever. No, everyone's standing. I'm like, if I knew everyone was gonna be fucking standing on the lawn, I would have got a seat.
it was like such a fun experience. Like it was the one thing that went right. Cause we thought to get front row, we'd have to wait there all day. And we did not want to do that.
It looks like you got there early.
No, well, the concert opener started at 5:45. He didn't come on till 9. So we watched openers, but the openers were really, really good.
Yeah, but when I saw you panoram like the pit when you got it there, was like there five. Was not a single person in it the section. It was sections.
Like 5. So the doors open at 5. We did not wait in any type of line. We literally like, we were like, we're just going to stroll on in when doors open. We'll probably be in the back of the pit. But like with the week we fucking, with the 2 days we've had, we're not standing in a fucking line.
Yeah.
We literally got there and they were like, this is the line for the pit downstairs. Huge. We went in a random gate that there was no line at. Like just... Oh my, we didn't even rush. We took the elevator. We walked down. We go, no fucking way. Like we go to the, like there was no one in there. And then the people next to us were like, how long did you wait?
We're how long like, did they wait?
They waited since like 3 p.m. Jesus. And it was, and we were like, we didn't wait at all. We literally just got here.
That's crazy.
Yeah. But Luke Holmes was like, oh my God, King. I love him. Anyways, that's my San Antonio rant.
My one thing about me is I went to the gym twice this past, in the last 7 days at 6 a.m.
Oh, I did see that.
Yeah. I kind of like it, but
I used to do that.
I can't do it every single day. Like doing a leg day on an empty stomach, I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to fucking pass out. But then I did upper body and I was totally fine today.
Yeah. So. I used to do that and it always felt good.
Yeah.
But now I'm in like a groove of what time I go and I'm like locked in on that time.
I mean, I only did it because my boyfriend goes at that those hours. I wouldn't do it.
Oh, he went with you?
Yeah. Mm. So I wouldn't do it any other times. But yeah, I did that. But I want to get in the habit too of running right out of bed, but I can't do it for my longer runs, so we'll see.
So we went to Lyft.
Yeah.
Is he gonna like start going there, or he just like what made him, what made him go?
Well, I said I wanted to work out together and I was like, I'm not going to Lifetime.
Oh.
I live so close to Lyft ATX that I was like, I am not driving all the way downtown to go to Lifetime at 6 a.m. So yeah. And then my favorite of the week is Dibs products. I recently went to the Omnia Resort, like they had like an event thing, and I got like a whole gift bag. Didn't even realize that they were like collabing together on the event, and I got so many of their products that I have not had before, like their body glitter stick thing. I don't even know what it is. People keep asking.
I know
me,
exactly
like,
what you're talking about. I get an ad for it on TikTok maybe once a day.
Dude, I have it now in two shades because I got like a PR box and it in the goodie bag that I got. I'm obsessed with it. I cannot wait till just like summer going out. Well, I mean, that's gonna be this weekend, and just wearing it all over my body. The amount of people that were giving me compliments like over the weekend when I was wearing it were like, oh my God, like your skin. I was like, yes, like it's my favorite thing. So that's what I'm gonna be using when I am going out and you're wondering what's the oil all over your body.
It's, I think it's called stick. The
status stick. Yeah. So that's what I'm gonna be using. And I got the darkest shade. I don't know what the color shades are, but I think there's like two or three shades. But got the darkest one.
I literally get an ad for it on TikTok all the time. Like Courtney Shields rubbing that on her shoulder is like engraved in my memory.
All right. So hot gossip this week. We obviously saw that the Beavers are having a baby.
Yes. I thought you said the Beavers. Yeah, the Beavers are having a baby. And honestly, like, I'm obsessed.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's honestly long overdue.
Yes. Like, I'm obsessed because we've said on here before, if you've listened, when like the big Hailey Selena stuff was going on, I mean, it's always going on, but when it was like, when the internet was like actually going insane, like I'm team Hailey and I'm happy for her.
And I don't want to like just read the room and like assume things, but I just, by the looks of Justin, he's kind of been looking like a little bit depressed and just not in the happiest space.
Well, because he was all sick.
Yeah.
He had, like, canceled his shows or whatever the hell.
So I just think this is going to bring him like a new purpose of life by having a child. So I'm excited for them.
No, I love it. I think it's so cute. It is a little bit heartbreaking when you've just been kind of like in love with Justin Bieber your whole life. And it's like, wow. Like, you know, it's really not going to be you. Like, they're really having a kid.
Oh, that was long gone.
Yeah, but it's like, so it's like, wow. Just like the same thing when he got married, like when he got engaged and then he got married. It's like, wow. And like every step they take of just being more of a family. It's like, wow.
Yeah.
Justin Bieber's really not for me. Is he? That's so sad. But
she like hit it for a while too. Mm-hmm. I don't know how many months along she was, but
yeah,
that's like crazy to me. Love. Did you see all the paparazzi photos that were then when leaked after?
Yeah, like she was wearing jackets and
no, not even. Oh. She would have like
holding stuff.
Yeah, like holding like a book or a fucking folder of some sort, just in front of wearing a crop top. I'm like, that's ballsy of you, but like,
yeah, no, I'm obsessed. Like no other words other than I'm so happy for them.
Yeah. Oh, this is another thing I just saw on my Instagram, and I was like, fuck, I want to talk about this. Did you see that Uber is now coming out with Uber Shuttle?
No.
For like events and parties.
Fetty?
So yes, I was like, oh my God, Fetty's huge here. Fetty's gonna hit like a down, like decline.
Damn.
Really bad, right? It's just, it's sad to see because like, it's so hard nowadays for smaller companies and startups to get big because all these big companies will see what the smaller companies are doing and what's working with them. And then the bigger companies will start to do it. So that way those small companies can't grow.
Yeah.
And Fetty, if you guys do or do not know, is a rideshare service that's like white vans or black
vans. Sprinter vans.
Yeah, sprinter vans. And it's just like Uber. You have an app for it. You order it. And then everyone scans to get on. It's like $5 a person when you're scanning to go on. You can't get on the Fetty until you scan like the QR code at the door. And yeah, so if Uber comes out with those sprinter van things for events and parties, like I wonder what's going to happen to Fetty.
It depends on price because like they're so with college kids that if it's cheaper to do Fetty, like,
yeah,
it's going to be cheaper.
I just think it's more convenient for people our age maybe to do Uber because I have to like force people to download Fetty. I'm like, download the fucking app.
Well, yeah, because like our friends already have it. But yeah, like a fucking like 30-year-old person you meet like doesn't have Fetty on their phone. Like, come on. It's a little too.
And I'm assuming like sometimes the demand with Fetty on the weekends, like there aren't any on like the spot. Like if you want to like go, oh, we're on West and we want to go to East and we want to immediately order one, they're not like available. So I'm curious.
Speaking of after the concert, we waited 2 hours for an Uber.
Uh-huh.
Okay. 2 hours. I jokingly was texting like my like situationship. I was like, literally come pick us up. And he was like kind of like, LOL. I'm like, dude, you would have got here faster than goddamn Uber. I almost called the Fetty. I was like, fuck it. Maybe I'll call Fetty. But I would have just scanned in seven people. They would have been the same price.
If you paid for the seven people, then hell yeah.
The Uber would have been the same price. I was like, what if we fucking Fettied?
Yeah.
And then it was like, there's none. Like, it like wouldn't work because I didn't have service there either. But yeah, I almost fucking took me and my friend. We were like, what if we just fucking called a Fetty?
Yeah. That'd be funny.
Because Uber wasn't working. That's kind of crazy.
I know. Uber Shuttle.
Uber Shuttle.
Coming to a city near you.
I wanted to talk about the Tom Brady roast.
Dude, I watched it finally because I was like, I don't know, I'm not going to watch it. But then my boyfriend was over and then he put it on and then I kind of got really into it. It was so fucking funny, but also so harsh at the same time. I was like, oh, damn it. Like some of these jokes, I'm like, these are hitting home. Like, oof. I don't know if I could be up there.
They were definitely harsh. I said that would be such a great idea for someone's like birthday.
Yeah.
Like to do like the roast of whatever and do a whole like where like people like literally like dress nice, like literally do like a roast for someone's birthday. That'd be so funny.
That would be a lot to set up.
Yeah, but it'd be hilarious.
Because so he got approved for it 2 years ago. So this has been in the making for 2 years. And all of their jokes are like written by other comedians. So like Julian Edelman or Gronk. That was up there on the stage. Like, they had a whole script on a screen.
Right,
that they were
staring at. And then that one comedian was reading the teleprompter the whole time, which he, like, got, like, everyone's, like, ripping him because, like, everyone's talking and he's reading the teleprompter. Nikki Glaser was literally by far the funniest.
Dude, so funny.
And proving my theory every single day that girl comedians are funnier than guy comedians. And I will literally die on that hill. First of all, she looked stunning. I loved her dress and her earrings. She looked so pretty. Hilarious. hilarious. Like when she was like, I would shoot my boyfriend in the face to suck your dick.
Yeah.
So funny. Dying. And then when she like, she was just making like genuinely funny jokes. And I feel like sometimes guys, like it seemed like everyone was trying to make things like so clever. Almost so we have to think about it. Like, wait, why is that funny? Like when you're like, wait, what? Like what's the reference?
Well, a lot
of she was just being fucking funny. Like
a lot of
the
references for like the guy comedians were like inside jokes within like the Patriots. Like yeah. There were probably jokes that maybe you didn't get, or like someone that's not like a Boston like sports fan.
Most of them. There was like an occasional where I just had to be like,
like they'd make jokes about other people, mm-hmm. like within like the team or whatever. And it's like I could see from an outsider's perspective, like not getting that. Like if there was like, they say who's like another big fucking athlete. I don't know, any other athlete that's not in Boston, if I were to watch it, there'd probably be a million jokes that would be like, what do they mean by that?
I guess because they're so famous, it was like, I understood most of it. I would say only like once I had to ask, like, because I watched it with the boys. So I was like, I think there was like once where I was like, what?
Yeah.
Who? Like, come again? But I thought it was very funny. Tom Brady is, holy fuck, like his face doesn't move. Like he was sitting there, like when he's laughing, he just like holds like a really awkward smile.
Yeah, I feel like he didn't really want to like express himself at all.
I was
that.
Like, what are we doing? Also, I feel so bad for Giselle. Like the Giselle jokes were so funny, but like she didn't sign up for that.
Okay,
but
well,
they were so funny.
Going into it, I guess he said that no one is allowed to joke about his kids, like at
yeah,
all.
The
like
kids
no jokes,
or
no
the or Robert Kraft, the Patriot, like the
yeah.
owner.
And did you hear Nikki be like, oh, like. You said we couldn't joke about your kids. Like, I was going to joke about your kids. I was going to make a comment of, like, oh, do you still kiss them? And then he just, like, stopped. I was like, oof. But, yeah, it's just crazy that he gets to know every joke that's coming his way.
Mm-hmm.
Which I'm like, not fair. And then also another thing is Kim Kardashian was not even on the roster of people attending.
They didn't know she was coming.
So none of the comedians could roast her mm-hmm. because they didn't know she was going to be there.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. They were talking about this on Giggly Squad. And they were making really good points because Hannah Berner was there. I fucking love her. They showed her in the audience one time. And I was like, that's my fucking bitch. Why mm-hmm. isn't she up there? Can't wait till she does a roast. But they made fire points on Giggly Squad. Because they were all mad. Like, Kim Kardashian didn't tell anyone she was going to be there. Like, same thing. They couldn't uh-huh. roast her. Kind of like, whatever. But then it's like, if she made it a whole thing that she was coming, people would be like, Kim Kardashian like trying to make the roast about herself, like, you know, it's
no,
like
no, I think she was just trying to like protect, like I just genuinely think she can't handle getting roasted by people.
I mean, she got booed and she stood up there.
That's the most she got.
Like
I think
like she gets roasted by people on the fucking regular.
I don't think it would have been that big of a deal if she was on the name of people that were going.
I just
like I don't think people would have made it a whole
I would have been annoyed if everyone went to like roasting Kim Kardashian, because like the funny things they did say when he was like, speaking of a whale's vagina, Kim Kardashian is here, like they said, like they said stupid things, like two people did, like a, oh, speaking of something, like speaking of black athletes, like Kim Kardashian is here. The jokes they like the two or three jokes they did make I think were funny, but I think if people, I think roasting Kim Kardashian is like low-hanging fruit, like it's easy, like it's easy to make dumb Kardashian jokes, and I think it would have been less funny if everyone just went for dumb Kardashian jokes about, like, fucking black dudes and having a sex tape. Like, it's not funny.
Yeah, I mean,
like,
it's I
like,
just think
it's like, ran into the ground.
I don't even think it's the jokes part. I just think it's more of, like, her, like, thinking she's better than everyone and can, like, finesse the system of not having her name down and not like, why do you always get to, like, walk around, like, higher than everyone?
Yeah.
Like, the DMV thing. Like, they don't have to actually, the whole family doesn't have to actually go to the DMV, but everyone else in the fucking world needs to go to the DMV.
Yeah, I
but
mean,
her family, for some reason, doesn't have to. Like, how do you hack the system like that?
I mean, you just be the most famous people alive, I guess. Like, the Kardashians are some of the most famous people alive.
It's just crazy to me. Like, they
it
don't
is
go
crazy.
To a DMV, what?
It is really crazy. But I did like her, I think she did well. I think she did a good job. I was, like, just, like, kind of starstruck. I feel like Nikki Glaser just, like, really stole the show.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin Hart, too. Kevin Hart is so funny.
Kevin Hart is so funny, but I also think, like, the short jokes need to, like, stop. Like, it makes it, like, the whole thing. I'm like, can you, like, roast him for something else?
Yeah. It's, if you're going to make a short joke, it has to be, like, the funniest short joke ever.
Oh, and the ones on Gronk
when he
for being stupid.
When
did you see his face?
When when she said, even Gronk was like, me, no, that's not real money.
Yeah. And then did you see his face? He was like, he looked stupid. I was like, bro, like, you can't be making faces like that.
He talked stupid too.
Yeah, like, God, yeah. I love him. I love him, Julian and Tom. Like, they are, when they were in their prime, like youth, oh, they were so hot. Well, I mean, they're still hot, but, like, they were so hot.
They, and I knew certain jokes, like, they said some, like, wild things I liked. It was very
out of pocket.
Yeah, like, they said some things, and I was like, and I was kind of shocked because it was on Netflix. I just feel like Netflix is so, I don't know. Like, I know streamers aren't as censored as, like, what's it called? Cable. I forgot what the word's called because no one uses it anymore. Mm-hmm. But Netflix is so big, I feel like it's, I would expect it to be like, maybe we need to, like, it has Netflix's name on it.
Yeah.
So I'd expect them to maybe be like, maybe let's not make, like they made Israel-Palestine jokes.
Yeah.
Like, I knew it was coming. He started talking about being Jewish, and I was like, God damn, this is going to get not great.
And dude, and
I
then
was
though,
just kind of shocked. I was just like, wow, I'm shocked that we're like, we're really pushing it here.
Yeah. Lots of crazy jokes. But yeah, that's kind of pretty much all I really have to say about
it. I just thought it was really funny. And
we need more of them to come out like.
Well, then
sooner.
I went back and watched the Justin Bieber one.
Did you?
Yeah, the Justin Bieber one is really funny.
Next, have you seen the Drake and Kendrick Lamar music?
Okay, so I was about to ask you if you could give me, I don't understand what the beef is. I've only heard people talking about the beef. I don't know like what the beef is.
So basically, they've been both dropping music, and they've been, Drake has been starting rumors with Kendrick's team. They've been just going back and forth behind the scenes of like saying shit about each other. And it's causing them to, like, create music about one another.
Right.
So, like, they keep dropping music at the same time. And each is, like, in response to, like, a song that they've posted about. And Kendrick's, like, making claims that Drake is, like, a pedophile. And, like,
yeah, I saw that.
Does drugs and all this stuff. Like, but it's just, like, going back and forth. And honestly, it's kind of comical. Because, like, they're literally dropping music and like fighting. Like, I can't tell if it's like real? If it's that deep. Yeah, if it's real or not. And everyone on
people
social media.
People do that all the time though, like Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion did, or Nicki Minaj and Megan Thee Stallion. Whatever that was.
Either way, it's just funny to see everyone like Twitter fingers online, mm-hmm. like fighting in the comments. Well, I believe this. It's like, okay, well, it's just going word for word. Like, y'all are fighting over literally nothing.
And being so invested in, like, other grown men's drama.
I know. But, yeah. And then, I think it was Drake made a comment about Taylor Swift in one of his songs. I don't know. I'm not, like, super deep into it. But I just think that because they're doing this, it's causing me to listen to their music more. Because I'm not, like, I mean, I like Drake and I like Kendrick Lamar, but I'm not huge on their music.
I'm not a big Kendrick Lamar person. I like Drake. Drake's not, definitely my favorite
okay,
rapper.
Wrong. I'm not huge on, like, the lyrics of their music and like actually like putting my effort into it, but because it, all this is going on, like I'm listening to the lyrics.
Yeah, I mean, I saw this stuff about Drake being a pedophile and I was like, interesting.
They're digging something up about him on stage kissing like a 17-year-old. And then so I was listening to BFFs, and then Dave Portnoy made a good point about how Alex Earl also kissed like that teen in the clubs. So it's just like,
well, there's definitely a difference of, like, I don't know the situation with Drake, and I'm not trying to defend a fucking pedophile.
No, neither am I.
But, like, you know, something in a situation like Alex Earl where you're in a club and someone is actively portraying that they are of age.
Yeah.
What are you supposed to do? Ask for their birth certificate? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Especially if they're in a club, too.
If they're saying that they're an adult, like, you don't get everyone's, like, identification.
Well, wait, maybe they were on vacation.
Then he was 18. If he was portraying 18, if he said, I am 18, but he's really 17, yeah. How is she, what, did she check his ID? Like,
yeah.
You know, that's, like, an honest mistake.
Yeah.
You can't be, that's not.
No, I don't know the full beef, but.
But I don't know the full beef.
It's causing me to listen to the music.
I haven't listened to it. I just can't get into it. I have something else to do also related to football. I'll talk about Tom Brady and there's something else. Did you see the kicker for Kansas City gave a speech at a graduation and it was the most horrific thing literally of
all
time.
Wait, what?
So, you know, like at graduations, like they'll have people like give a speech.
Because like, did he go to school there or something?
I don't think it's always people that went to school there, but oh. I think they just have people. I could be, maybe he did go to school there, but like kind of irrelevant. He gave a speech there. This man, it was a very like conservative kind of religious college, so that kind of makes sense. But this speech is going so viral because he basically says that he wants to speak directly to the women. He's like, congratulations, this is such a accomplishment. I want to talk directly to the women for a second. He's like, I know all of you are thinking about like the careers you're going to get and the promotions you're going to get, but just remember like your true fulfillment in life is like being a homemaker. Like my wife, like, yeah, like did she give up on like all her career dreams, but like what we have a family and like I got to do football, like that he has a great career and like he's doing all of this like because his wife gave up on all of his dreams. And like, don't let these people lie to you. Like, you need to just like have a family and like be like, he literally was like, I know you're graduating, but get your fucking ass in the kitchen.
What the fuck?
Like that's like dead ass what he said. It was, when I tell you, I'm like not even doing it justice how crazy it was.
I'm like, gonna have to like go back and find it.
It was crazy. He literally was like, I know all of you want to leave here and like you have goals, but you should really like just support your husband.
Damn,
it was nuts.
What was his name?
I don't know. If you just look up Kansas City kicker, I'm sure it's the first thing that's gonna pop up. It like has to be
Harrison. Oh, I think I saw one clip of this, but I went right by it.
Oh, it was craziness.
Jeez. Yeah, I'll have to watch it.
Yeah, no, so crazy.
Speaking of sports, the NHL playoffs are right now, and
I wish I knew how to like watch sports on my TV. Why is watching sports so
hard? I have YouTube TV because of The Bachelorette, and then I just never canceled it, so
watching way. Sports is so, did you see my mom texted us?
Yeah, I realized like 2 days after, I was like, fuck, I never responded. Sorry, I know you're listening right now. But yeah, so the Bruins are going into game 6. Also the New York Rangers. My boyfriend's a New York Rangers fan, so I'm like, I don't know. Like, as long as one of them make it to the cup, then I'm fine. But I mean, obviously the Bruins, I don't know. We'll see. But I've been watching every single game.
That's good. I wish, I like literally, why is watching sports like the hardest thing ever?
Okay, well, here's the thing with watching sports. I like doing it like sitting on my couch during the week, but then on the weekend, like, I don't like anymore going out. So like, if I can make my Friday or Saturday night like watching a game somewhere, I'll do it. That's like what I did this past weekend, and it was so much fun.
Yeah, that does sound fun.
Yeah,
that does sound fun. It was so nice not going out. I like barely drank last week.
Okay. I didn't get drunk, but I drank a lot in a short, like in a long period, but like not a lot of alcohol, if that makes sense.
Sure.
So like Friday night, I had 2 drinks. No, 3. And then Saturday, I had also 3.
I had 1 drink and 1 fucking, no, I had 2 drinks on Saturday and 1 drink and a shooter on Friday. We got little shooters of coconut rum in the gas station. That's all they had.
Dude, oh my God. That reminds me of ACL. ACL, when we were walking to the festival, we stopped in a gas station and all got like shooters and we're walking drinking the worst decision of my life.
So we stop at a gas station to buy these shooters. And because we were like, oh my God, we need at least some alcohol, whatever. I'm like, I'll bring 2 in my boots into the concert. Okay. We get to the concert so late because it was a 4-hour drive. We didn't know the doors closed at a certain time. We were the last people in there. They're like, hurry up, hurry up. We're closing the doors. Holy fuck, if they would have closed the doors on us, that would have been the end.
That's crazy that they closed doors. Like, why?
But then we're walking through the metal detector. I fucking beep and I have fucking alcohol in my shoes.
But what was it made out of? Plastic?
Well, I mean, like the tops have metal. Like the little. I was like, fuck.
Could have been like a button on your shoe.
Someone said that, like, you definitely will get kicked out for that. Luckily, it must have been they were just so done with it by the end of the night. When I tell you, the lady took the metal detector and just went on my arms. Yeah. And she was like, you're good. If, oh my God, I definitely on my face looked guilty. Like I beeped and I was like, uh-oh. I was like, oh no.
One thing about Taylor is she wears her emotions on her face.
I also don't like being in trouble. Like I don't like getting in trouble. Like, oh my God, don't arrest me. Like I was like, oh no. It was so scary, but she literally just waved the metal detector across like one of my arms and was like, see ya.
Yeah, that's good. Oh, this is so random, but I just saw this on Instagram too. Didn't even write it down. But 2024, I don't know if this is a rumor, but I saw it on Instagram. You can write off your any expenses for your pets in 2024.
I'm sorry, would they just like change the rules?
I guess. I don't know if this is for every state, but I just saw it and I just liked it on Instagram. Hold on, I'll pull up the
my
article.
Cat's not really expensive.
Oh, my fucking dogs are. They eat like fucking kings.
No, my cat eats a lot too. I overfeed my cat like crazy.
Yeah.
It's the only way he doesn't bother me.
How do you go to your like liked?
He's being so behaved right now.
Where the fuck are your liked things?
Go to activity. Your activity.
Am I not in? Oh, my activity.
I could be wrong. Likes, yeah.
I got it. Okay. IRS will allow you to deduct your pets on taxes in 2024. It's a whole article. I don't feel like reading it right now. But yeah.
Hmm. You hear that, kitty?
Do baby mom? Wait, these comments are so funny. Oh, dude, I'm on like literal. My discovery page is literal French bulldogs. It's so bad. Mm. Anyways, okay, so a few more things. Real Housewives. I have now officially watched not like fully all the seasons of every. Whatever one, what I've done because I'm now new to it is I've just watched, if there's a new season out, I watch the season before that just so that way I can get a little bit of history on the new season mm-hmm. that just came out. And so I've watched four different Real Housewives and I'm going to rank them for you guys because I've gone, every time I post them, people are like, oh my God, like how do I get started? Like where do I begin? Whatever. Just watch like two seasons and you'll be fine. They're really good at like doing flashbacks. Like if they argue about something, they'll put a whole scene of a flashback of the argument from like 10 years ago that they're having. So it's really easy to catch up. But anyways, my favorite is the New Jersey one.
I told you.
This shit is.
I told you yeah. you would like the New Jersey one.
Teresa, she's fucking crazy, but I love her. I love her.
I'm so good. I literally was like, the New Jersey one is the best one.
Now I know why my mom was so into it when I was a kid.
So I was telling this man, I was like, do you ever see yourself becoming your parents? And he said no. And I said, because I grew up and my mom was just always watching Bravo all the time. And I was walking around my house in my robe and my slippers watching Bravo cleaning. And I said, holy fuck, I'm my mom. And that's crazy. I was like, and you know what? It all just comes full circle.
Yeah. The New Jersey one right now is like in the process of a new season. So like every Wednesday, like a new or Wednesday or Monday, I can't keep up, is coming out. Mm-hmm. So watch like the last two before this new season that just came out because there's only two episodes out. And then my second favorite is the Orange County one, which is like the original mm-hmm. one. Oof. Because it's the original, it's been around for a while. There's so much hot fucking tea. And it's just so good.
Orange County, is that Kyle? No, who's in Orange County?
Heather. God, I can't even fucking keep up
Kyle
with their name.
Kyle and Mauricio or no?
No, that's in Beverly Hills.
Beverly Hills.
That's what I was going to say. Next one is Beverly Hills is my third favorite. I think it's good because I love like the cast, but I just don't think it's as much drama as the other two. So that's why I rank it as third.
I'm telling you, I love New Jersey because like we got family drama. Like it's like more real drama.
Yeah.
Like they were going to prison. Like we got like, oh my God, no, I'm obsessed. Like,
and then I've only watched four, so my last one is going to be the New York one. I don't like it. I stopped watching it. I'm not going to lie. Like, I just couldn't do it. I think New York City, like, I don't know. I don't care for it.
Speaking of Bravo, Summer House is so goddamn good. And I just want to know something. You can comment on Instagram or DM. Let me know. Team Carl or Team Lindsay? Everyone is being Team Lindsay. And, like, you just cannot make me be Team Lindsay under any circumstances. Like,
wait, fill me in. What's going on?
So, basically, Carl and Lindsay are engaged. They were engaged all of last summer. And the whole summer, they were being, like, annoying. And everyone's like, your relationship is annoying. You're rushing into it. We hate you. And they were like, no. Like, we're right. But everyone was like, your relationship is crazy and stupid. But they were like, no, we're in love. We're getting married. Their wedding is about to happen, and we all knew this going into the season.
Is this, wait, I'm so confused. What?
Summer House?
Yeah, like, I'm just looking it up right now.
Okay, so, like, these two people are engaged. This summer, they call off their wedding. Like,
and this is all happening like right now, like live season.
No,
count.
Well, the season's on right now, but it's not live.
Oh,
like,
okay.
Their wedding, like we knew before the season started.
So this
that
stuff
they
is going on social media, not the season.
No, it's going on the season.
Oh.
But it was already known on social media that they're not getting married anymore. Oh. So like the tea of wanting to watch this season and watch the breakup is like piping hot because we knew the breakup was coming.
Mm.
But everyone, so Carl would go to his parents for advice and they were like, I don't know if y'all should get married. And people are saying it's fucked up of him to like have conversations with other people and not his fiance. But I'm like, I'm sorry, when is it bad to like go to your parents? Like, she's crazy.
Yeah.
I think she's crazy. And everyone's team her because they think Carl's being like mean or whatever. But I think Lindsay's insane. She's also like, you need to get a job, which I'm just confused because I feel like none of them have jobs. And they're all just like influencers. So I'm like, what do you mean job? What are we talking about?
That's how I feel with the Vanderpump Rule cast.
Yeah, they're like, you don't have a job. I'm sorry. What are we talking about? Isn't being on this show your job? A little confusing. But I'm so team Carl always. Like, I don't know what would have to happen for me to switch and like Lindsay better than Carl. That's a crazy statement. And then other things. Poor Amanda. Kyle is low-key the biggest asshole on planet Earth. I don't know how they're still married. And yeah. And Paige is the best cast member. That's
Sly.
That's it.
Have you been watching Vanderpump Rules?
No, I haven't watched it at all. I mean, I hear about it on some podcasts I listen to, but I don't watch it. No.
Yeah, I've been watching the new season that's out. That's like coming out every
I just keep hearing Wednesday, like the little drama about it and just like everyone's little fucking issues.
Well, remember a few weeks ago I was like, "Oh, like I feel bad for Scandal." Yeah, I was like, I feel bad for him. Like, everyone's being so mean to him. Well, now I'm like, okay, y'all need to, like, cut it with, like, trying to give him a second chance into, like, the friend group. I'm like,
oh, so what do we...
Well, like, I think it's good to, like,
they get... shouldn't be mean. They should just not care.
Yeah, not care. Okay. Like, now they're trying to be, like... Like, some of them are trying to be, like, besties with him and, like, bring him back into the group.
Yeah,
I'm
no,
like,
I get it.
It's
like,
no.
You shouldn't hate him. You shouldn't love him. You should literally, like...
Just forget about
kick
him.
Kick him to the curb and never talk to him again.
Yeah, that's, like, what I'm thinking. And I just can't stand some of the girls going up to Ariana, whatever the fuck her name is, being like, oh, but, like, he's being so nice to me. Like, he's being such a good friend to me. Like, I think I want to let him back in. I'm like, read the room. Who are you fucking saying that to? Like, she doesn't want to hear that. She's not going to agree with you. I'm like, yeah, he's a great guy. Like, imagine your ex fucking did that. And then, like, I was like, but he's such a good guy. Like, I want him to come back. Like, fuck, read the room, bro.
That's craziness.
I know.
They're all a little bit crazy. But what can you expect when, like, they've been doing that show for, like,
you know who I don't so like? Long. I don't know if this is a hot
Lala?
Take. No.
Oh.
Katie?
Oh, I don't know.
She
I don't
grinds
know
my...
She's the one
she
I know
miserable
the... She's
24/7.
The one I know the least about.
Yeah, she looks miserable 24/7.
Well, she's like always with her ex-husband.
Okay, well that... But also, now she's trying to like hook up with the girl that...
With a girl?
Yes.
Oh.
She's been like hooking up with a girl the whole season.
Oh, I didn't know we were getting...
Yeah, but the girl is the girl that her...
Joe.
Was
is
talking
the girl?
To.
Is that who Joe is? Who's
no,
Joe?
No, Joe. Her ex fiance,
Schwartz
was talking to
ex-husband.
This girl.
They were married.
Okay, was talking to a girl, and then Katie saw that and dove in and tried to get the girl.
That's
and now
crazy.
She won the girl.
Honestly, I'm kind of obsessed.
Well, I don't know. She just like always looked miserable. I don't know.
She
what
does
it
just
is.
Have that look on her face.
Yeah, she's always like. My girl, smile. Fuck.
She does have that look on her face all the time. Yeah, for sure.
And then Joe, she's a little odd.
Who's she?
So she, after they got divorced and Katie moved out, Joe moved into the house.
As a friend. I'm trying to put together the pieces of what I've seen online and what, like, it's all coming together.
As a friend. And she's just trying so hard to be, like, on, like, Kate's good side and, like, feels like Kate was really mean to her, but I'm like, honestly, like, I get it. Like, I'd be fucking pissed if another girl moved in right 100%. After I got divorced. Like, whether it's friendly things or not, and they've been hooking up, whatever it is, like, I would be pissed too.
I don't think you move into a guy's house as a friend.
No.
That's crazy.
And but then she ends up saying how much she has feelings for him. So I'm like, okay, so like, which one is it? You moved in as friends or do you have feelings for him?
No, thank you. Also, I know it's because they're on a show together. So like the us being like, they just need to forget about it. Like, I know they can't because it's their job to interact with these people on TV. Because in a real world, it would be like, Katie, never speak to those people again. You know what I mean? Like, that's your ex-husband and the girl living there. Literally never speak to them. But I know it's literally her job.
And they're being forced to, at events.
To interact with these people on a TV show. Like, it's actually what pays her bills. So I get it. But, like, in a perfect world, it'd be like, just never speak to them.
Yeah. So, I don't know. So much fucking drama on that show. But I love it. I can't keep up. Like, I watch, like, so many shows, like, that I'm like, wait, what's going on in what one? That I just need to like stick to one and like watch it. But it's hard when they're all live and you get a new episode each week.
I need to watch another reality TV show, but I kind of got rejected to watching Love Island with someone else. Like, you want to watch Love Island? And I kind of got a no. And I was like,
well, like past ones?
Yeah. Well, like the newer ones that I haven't watched
yet. Okay, yeah, yeah.
And I was like,
you gotta watch All Stars. Oh my
God. But I'm like, that's literally so rude of you.
Yeah. It'll be interesting to see how Love Island, like, USA does with, like, the new hosting by her. It's, like, I don't know.
At least, like, the host is, like, on it for, like, 4 seconds.
But also, I was thinking about this. Imagine being a host for a TV show. Like, they literally just fly you out to wherever. Say it's in Hawaii. Like, you're just living in Hawaii for a month and a half.
Hosting is the best gig.
Yeah.
Like, for sure. Like, what is
but
it?
You Nick have to
Vanessa
have like,
Lachey, like,
yeah, you have to have like no responsibilities at home though, like no dogs, no kids. Yeah, you like
Nick
how
and
the
Vanessa have kids.
What?
I'm Nick and Vanessa.
Yeah, but they're. I mean, I don't really know how they're doing, but at least Love Island's like relocated outside the country.
Yeah, 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 yeah. They do these shows here, I guess. But that's definitely the best gig, like being a host
and like, the Ultimatum and like whatever the ones that they're doing, those are only like 2 weeks.
Yeah,
like Love Island.
But being a host is hard.
8 weeks.
Being a good host is hard.
Yeah,
it's hard to be a good host because like they're kind of bad at it. Nick and Vanessa are not good at it. Like Kevin Hart at the roast was good at it. Like,
yeah,
it's hard. Being a good host is hard.
Yeah, I think the issue with Vanessa and what's his name,
Nick.
Yeah, I think that they just like. They choose sides.
Yes, that's the issue.
And then they don't, they'll like forget about everything else that's going on.
They push a narrative. Like,
yeah.
They like, it's like they want to be on good terms with the internet.
Yeah.
And it's like, you're not there to.
Or they'll bring in their life too. I'm like, I don't want to hear it. Like, you're related.
They bring in their life so much. Oh my God. These shows aren't even on and I'm like talking about it gets me heated. She'll be like, when we got married, I'm like, who asked?
Literally, like, stop trying to relate anything in this show to something that happened in your life.
No one
it's
cares.
Irrelevant.
Like when you're a host, you're there to just like facilitate conversation. Like you should be like so almost irrelevant.
Andy from Bravo.
Andy Cohen's
he's
the best.
So fucking good.
Andy Cohen is the best.
Dude, he'll like start screaming at the Real Housewives, be like, shut the fuck up. Like
Andy Cohen's the best at it. Well, it's also good because so many people are on Bravo for so long that so many people's he like really knows.
Oh yeah, like he sends like wedding gifts, birthday gifts to them, like they're tight.
Yeah. The Summer House reunion, like there's like a funny part because Paige is like screaming at Lindsay and she's like, because you're rude, like even Andy had to yell at you for like being rude to the employees, and he was just kind of like no comment. And it's like, wait, Andy, bump in there, like did you yell at her or not? Like speak your truth.
Yeah, that's
but he
funny.
Was like uh-oh. But it's like, yeah, these are people that like this is their work and they do Bravo things with Bravo employees. Like, you know, like Andy knows your personality. Like she was like, even Andy knows. And he was like, like, oh, okay.
Yeah. I'm Cause
like,
I think it's kind of like controversial if he's like close with them outside of the show. Cause it's like, Andy, speak up. like Andy, what's your side?
Well, yeah. Cause it's like, it's not like they're close. Like they go to dinner together, but like when they do like BravoCon, that's what they're talking about. Like BravoCon, like these big things.
Yeah.
It's like, you're with them all the time. Like, is she rude? You would know.
Yeah.
You hang out with these people. You see them all the time. You do Watch What Happens Live. Like, it's a whole thing.
Yeah.
It's funny. Reality TV is just crazy that people, like, when I watch Summer House, they air out, same with Real Housewives, but, like, they just air out so much of their, like, dirty laundry on TV. Like, Kyle and Amanda, they're married. They have so many relationship problems. When I tell you these people are fighting, like, I really think they're going to get divorced. And it's, like, all on TV.
Mm-hmm. I would love to see if they will ever come out with one for Austin.
That'd be so fun.
Like all the rich ass moms that live in like the Westlake area. Mm-hmm. All that shit would be so fun to watch.
It would be fun to watch.
I follow this one creator here in Austin that's a realtor, but she does all the houses in Westlake that are like $15 to $20 million. I'm like, damn.
They have Dallas.
What?
They have Dallas.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't think they do it anymore.
I don't know. Couldn't tell you. I didn't.
They definitely used to.
I saw it, but I didn't like click on it to watch it. But I'm like, I just like seeing all those houses up there. I'm like, damn, like there is some nice ass fucking neighborhoods in this city. Like, mm-hmm. Ooh. Especially when I drove over to the Omnia Barton Creek Resort over by the lake, like driving through the neighborhoods mm-hmm. to get there. I'm like, these fucking houses. Like, who lives in these things?
Literally. Literally.
Yeah. And then that's kind of it for me. I'm getting my color analysis done in an hour.
Where are you doing that at?
The color. I just got an updated notification. The House of Color, Austin.
Interesting.
She reached out to me like a while ago when I was moving. I was like, I really want to do this, but like I'm moving and I'm like so fucking busy. But
look at their Instagram.
And I'm like, oh, okay, I'll come out now. Like, so it's summer's here. Well, not summer. I mean, spring, summer, whatever. I'm like, I just want to know, what are my colors?
So it's a whole thing just for House of Color West Austin. Would you look at that?
So Lindsay. We'll see what I am. I'm hoping I'm like the bright colors, bright like.
Like I think bright, I know what I am.
I think it's the bright winters is what they are.
I think I know
like
what I am.
Like the deep red.
I'm definitely gold. I look way better in gold than silver. I think I'm like, I always get told I look good in like olive green, navy blue.
Yeah, I've been wearing a lot of red lately and people.
But here's the issue. I forgot who I was talking about this with. I wear a lot of neutrals. In an ideal situation, I wear white or black every day, maybe brown. So anytime I wear a color, I get DMs like, this is your color.
Yeah, because they're not used to seeing you in it.
Like anything. Orange, yeah. Purple. Literally, I don't think I look good in pink. Pink is not my color.
Yeah.
But anyways, any color. People are like, this is your color. I'm like, that's so sweet of y'all. You can't say that to every single time I wear a color.
Yeah, because well, it's my color. They're not used to it. My thing was, so the other day, I have a bunch of black tops, but I realized I feel like black washes me out.
Yeah, you've never liked black.
I don't like black. I've always tried to force myself to like wear black and just because it's basic. Like I don't. Sometimes I just want to wear like a basic mm-hmm. like tube top. And I'm like, fuck. Like I don't look like good. Black. I don't like it. And I'm really hoping today they confirm that for me that black is not like a color
I don't.
For me.
So I wear a lot of black because I just have a lot of black, and if I'm doing something at night, when I wear white, I feel like I look too daytime. Like, I don't know. It's just easy. Mm-hmm. Like, it's easy. But I don't prefer myself in black. I prefer myself in white and brown.
I feel good wearing all black. So if I'm wearing, like, a yoga set that's, like, all black, me too. That's good. But if I'm wearing black as, like, a top, as a color, mm-mm.
I like wearing all black workout outfits because I just feel, like, clean and yeah. put together. But I would rather wear white.
Mm-hmm.
Like I like when I wear like a white dress and I like
as long as yeah. I'm tan I'll wear white but if I'm not
I like wearing winter. I get told navy blue and olive green are good
yeah
but I don't know
you know what's funny you could probably just easily if you can't go to like the color analysis people you could probably order those like
they like, the filters on TikTok too.
Well no you could probably order the like fabric. On Amazon the fabric and then just fucking return it
well,
when you're
it's
done
it's crazy because some people when they do the fabric sometimes I'm like I'm not seeing it. And sometimes like they'll switch the color and like
but you have to do it really quickly.
Any redness in their face just like disappears.
Yeah. Like
my their goal, skin tone evens
I'm
out.
I'm going to take I'm going to record the entire process of me doing it. But like sometimes people will like keep it there for too long and then like remove it slowly. I'm like, you need to like cut the clip. So it's like immediate mm-hmm. shows the difference because then you'll be able to see it.
Because sometimes their skin tone just completely evens out.
Yeah.
And it's like, whoa, how the fuck did that happen?
Yeah. So at least the one I'm going to, I've seen on social media people wearing makeup at it, but you're not supposed to wear makeup
yeah,
and everything.
Yeah.
So I'm not wearing mascara right now, but I'm wearing a little bit of blush. I'm like, I have to take that
I
off.
I would be a, I don't know the different names of the colors.
They're just like, it's winter, spring.
Yeah, but then there's like cool, warm. Yeah,
it's like, it's, so you can have like a summer winter and then like a spring winter and then like the.
Okay. I don't think I'm a winter. I think I'm a. I think I might be a summer. I can't. You know what's the other thing? The like body type. Oh my God. What are they called? Like the body types. Fuck.
Huh?
Like body. Oh my God. No. Body types is not the right word. Body. they're like all these names for these types of body types that like this guy made. It's not necessarily body types as in like weight, mm-hmm. but as in it's more of your
structure.
Like, yeah, it's more of like your structure.
Yeah.
Because like weight wise, it's kind of doesn't matter. People can be totally different weights, but be the same.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I'm literally, wow, what's that called?
Dude, body. I saw a really good video for all my like short torso gals. I saw a really good video like explaining the types of clothes to wear based on your body structure. I should have reposted it, honestly, on TikTok. Maybe I will. I'll go back and find it and repost it so you, any of my short torso gals can see it. Oh my God,
this is going to drive me crazy because none of these are... It's like someone's name. It's like some designer and there's like... Oh, the Kibbe body types. This is what it is. Found it. But it's like you can be dramatic, classic, natural, romantic. And then there's like dramatic, soft dramatic. Like it's like all these like different things.
Of your body type? What's a short torso?
I don't know. Maybe classic? I don't know.
There's no way short torso is classic.
I don't know. You gotta... It's very, like, I don't know the word. There's, like, a lot that goes into it.
Mm.
Like, a lot. Like, let's see. What's soft classic? Soft classic. Oh, this is, like, what shoes to wear.
I feel like the type of shoes to wear.
Oh, wait,
on
did I
body.
Say shoes? I meant clothes. Why did I say
shoes? I was
going to
say shoes. I'm like, I feel like that's based on your feet.
I don't know why I said bone structure, classic. Like, it's like all your bone structure, your facial features, height.
That's too much for me.
Oh, so you do a quiz and like you answer questions. And it's like if you mostly answered A, you did like you're this. If you mostly answered B, you're this. Got so you can do a quiz. You can do a quiz, but I feel like if I did a quiz on my body type, it would be, what's the word? Why can't I think of any words? It'd be biased. Cause like you see yourself like more critically or something.
I'll do the quiz, but.
Cause I feel like when you dress for your body type, it does make a difference.
Huge,
huge difference. Cause then people get confused with like, dressing, because like when people, I'll see people make TikToks about like dressing for your body type, and people think they're talking about like, they're like, you can wear what you want, and it's like, yeah, obviously you can wear what you want, duh, but like, you might feel better, like
I'm an outfit repeater with like, if I find something like that works for my body, I will buy it in like 7 different colors.
Yeah, I need to start doing that, because it's like I'll wear like a certain top with a skirt and like boots, and I'm like, love. Like, because I have, like, long-ass legs, so I like wearing tall boots, because if not, I feel a little bit naked, because I just have, like, long-ass legs. And, like, I don't know, I'll just have things that work, and then I...
Also brands, too. Like, White Fox, for instance, like, all their corset tops fit me perfectly. That's it, like,
low-rise jeans with a longer corset top, I like on myself.
Yeah.
And it's like, so why don't I have 5 million of those? You just changed my life. Let me write that down. Buy more corsets and low-rise jeans.
Yeah. The, White Fox jeans are the best.
All my especially jeans are too big on me.
Especially in Austin, like with the hot weather, like the White Fox jeans are very lightweight. And I feel like any other pair of jeans I have, they're just like really heavy and you can't wear them.
All my jeans are too big on me because when I order jeans online, I have like body dysmorphia.
Mm-hmm. And well, I just like, buy those buttons on Amazon so you can fix the waist on them. That's what I do.
Oh, yeah. Liv had those in San Antonio.
Liv's the reason I got those.
I can't even say San Antonio without like literally dying. Yeah, I literally have body dysmorphia when I order them, and I order them, like, 2 sizes too big. And I'm like, why don't you know what size clothes you are?
Yeah.
And, like, in my head, I'm, like, 3 sizes bigger than I am. But my butt is growing. Slay! I've been hitting legs so hard.
Dude, if I do a marathon, I don't know if my... I may become
I saw your post about that. In February, you know I might run a half marathon?
In February of next year? Where is it?
Here, like the Austin half marathon.
Oh, the Austin one, yeah. I mean, I would probably, if I at that point had run a marathon, I'd probably sign up for easily like, run marathon a marathon here.
I mean, I think every time any runner runs a marathon, it's hard. Like, even people that run marathons all the time, like, still think they're
hard.
Well,
I think it's just, I think it would be easier if I was training with someone. So that's why I'm like, I need to find someone in Austin that's like,
right. So, like, if
training
this, like, if this guy in my life is still like around by February, I will be running a half marathon.
Damn. That's February like weather wise here is like ideal. I was like thinking about it. I'm like, so if I were to run a marathon as of right now, like it would be like the New York City one or the Hawaii one in December. And like the weather for both those are perfect. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I can train for the marathon in the fall because like the weather will cool down a little bit. But like going into the summer and like preparing for a marathon that's in the summer, mm-hmm. like I weather wise can't train for that.
Yeah. I mean, I've said it on here, like the New York City Marathon and the Boston Marathon always makes me want to run a marathon. But I just, yeah, I might have to run a half marathon, but that's so far away. Even though months go by so fast that it's not even going to feel that far away.
Yeah.
But that would be an interesting fucking, because I ended up talking to a man whose family likes to run marathons for fun, like psychopaths.
Yeah.
It's a little psychopath behavior. When I tell you, like, I can't run, like, it's actually, like, you would think I've never exercised a day in my life, but I'm getting new sneakers, so it's game time.
There we go.
No, like, I literally can't run, like, a mile and a half, dead, deceased, can't do it, dying.
You don't have to force yourself to do it.
No, I know, like, that's the issue, like, but then I'm like, this is pathetic. Well, I told myself I want to be able to run 3 miles. I want to be able to run 3 miles. Like I think a 5K is something you should just do to be in shape.
Yeah.
I like feeling like a well-rounded, in-shape individual. And I feel like someone should be able to be like, let's run this 5K for this event. And I should be like, yeah, that's doable.
Mm-hmm.
Not like, holy shit, that would kill me.
No.
I think it's physically in shape of me to be able to run 3 miles.
1,000%.
That's why I just want to be able to be like a little bit better.
Mm-hmm.
Especially because now people, like, all of a sudden in fucking Austin, Texas, everyone wants to, like, run, like, for fun and, like, social activity. Like, okay. It's so crazy. I blame you.
I mean, yeah.
I literally blame you.
Yeah. You don't have to do it.
No, I know. But once, I just want to be able to run, like, 3 miles. I can run in Barrie so easily. 3 miles in Barrie's. Kick
you don't
ass.
Run 3 miles in Barrie's. It's only like
no,
two.
I know, but I'm saying I could. Oh, like, I yeah. finish in there, I can keep going.
Yeah.
Like, I'm chilling in there.
Y'all.
If you ever see me on the trail, just, I'm dying. Speaking of crazy things in Austin, really, really quick, what's with everyone getting, like, murdered at the Quincy?
Dude, I know. I'm like,
fuck is up with that
shit? My cousin
shit.
Wanted to move into an apartment on Rainy. I was like, you probably don't want to do that.
Someone got fucking murdered and then Ken
that was, like,
posted.
A while ago, though.
Well, the murder was, like, a week ago.
No, it wasn't. It was
yes,
like a month ago.
Oh, whatever. But yeah. I just saw the thing that they found the guy who did it. Like,
yeah. And he does social media too, which is wild.
And like, and then Ken posted that when she lived there, someone like,
uh-huh.
lived in crazy town. Like that place is like haunted and crazy.
Yeah.
What is up with this place?
I could not.
And then Ford Sanders posted that like there's a guy attacking people at Zilker, like attacking women and like pushing them to the ground.
Yeah.
Like, New York
I
City
saw
with
that
people
too.
Getting punched in the face.
Yeah.
I'm so over this shit.
People be crazy out here in the street.
People be so crazy. But hopefully neither of us get punched to the ground in Zilker. I mean, we'd yeah. go viral on TikTok for sure.
I do, in fact, need to go door. I got
Same.
My color analysis thing is like 30 minutes away, which is out of the way, but I'll be okay.
Have so much fun. I can't wait to know if you're a fucking
I know.
Cool summer. Or a
I hope I'm the like bright... Like
the neons
wintery,
almost.
No, not neons.
Not
like,
neons, but the
like
bright ones.
Bright red, royal blue, like, you know, so.
I think
cherry red,
be.
Like cherry red.
I think you will be.
Hopefully. I don't know. I'm going to be fucking devastated
but if, she's
if I'm like the.
But if she's like, you look awful in cherry red, but you like cherry red, like, screw her.
Yeah, right? I'm cherry red.
It's whatever you want to be.
Yeah.
You can be whatever you want.
All right.
I hope she tells you that you look best in black and pastels.
Dude, I will literally look her in the face and be like, this is a hoax. This is a fucking scam. Like, you're lying to me.
I'm going to DM her and pay her $50 to tell you that you look best in black and pastels.
Oh, my God. Someone even said on one of my videos on TikTok when I said I was going to get one, they were like, those are a scam. I was like, good thing I'm going for free. Like, I would probably not
it
pay to go to
like,
this.
It definitely, like, is a little bit of a scam.
Yeah. I agree.
Like, for sure.
Because, like, just wear the colors you're confident wearing, you know?
Yeah, like, I can tell you right now, like, I don't look good in pink.
Yeah.
Like, that's, I did that by myself.
But, I don't know. I just need, like, the, like, not reassurance. What's the word I'm looking for?
And
like,
I think I look good in orange.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I turned the shit on Do Not Disturb.
Anyways.
Have so much fun.
I will. Thanks
for listening. Bye.
Bye, guys.